Catherine Dilly. Sheila Kristen, sorry.
Here.
Kevin Peterson.
Here.
Lauren Woolsey.
Here.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting on July 30?
I move to approve.
Second.
Any questions, corrections, comments? Hearing none, I'll vote to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Or comments? Have any board comments whatsoever? I actually have a quick question. I know we've talked about this in the past, but are we, what was our decision about having library cards that have patron photos on them?
Whoa, it's been a while.
It's been a while, but the Michigan law recently changed so that if you want to have ID to vote, it can be presented, it can be made by any sort of government institution. It could be voted.
So library.
So we have the copy photo ID.
Okay.
So if we have photos on the library card, it could then serve as ID to vote.
This has not been a topic amongst, that I'm aware of for a while.
Sorry, I just.
No, first I'm hearing of it, hearing of it.
It's been a long time, so yeah.
Is this a recent development?
This is a recent development.
Okay.
Yeah, I know, last time, both Catherine and I reviewed the poll training, and they said that up until like last year, it had to be a state-issued ID. As of now, we were told that it had been updated to now be any sort of civilly person ID, so it could be like a school ID, it could be something local like that. So a library card wouldn't count.
Okay.
So, but it has to be photo.
I can tell you a lot of these.
Some states are going to.
Yeah, that would be worth looking into before the next big election year.
Yeah.
So this is, I mean, this is like a little late for now, but I think this is maybe something to think about for the future.
Okay.
I don't know how expensive it would be to include the photo on the card or not. I'm hoping that technology has gone down in price quite a bit.
It could also be a like by request.
A by request.
To keep the cost down, so that it's not photos for every single person, but only someone who would like that to be able to be an opportunity.
There are local funds that have been, particularly the Community Foundation has funded, photo IDs, things like that in the past too. So there are some local funders who might be interested in supporting.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking of it, I think I went to a few sessions or a few panels on this at PLA. I think that was something that we're talking about, places that did have the ability for a library to serve as a voting ID.
Alright.
So, yeah, sorry, that's sort of like left field.
No, that's very interesting, so we'll at least look into this.
Do you have anything?
I appreciate everyone's grace with traffic and everything. One thing that I'm interested in is actually, I don't think I'll do this report comments on it later. So actually, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Does anyone else have any more comments? Committee reports, which I do not believe we have any, the policy, I do not think we have legislative report. Okay, so I don't think we have any committee reports, so we now are to the director's report.
Hey, good evening, everyone. I would like to start by welcoming and introducing you to, or reintroducing you to, our new deputy director, Jen Vanderheim. Jen, if you put, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit.
Sure, thank you. It's really a pleasure. My name is Jen Vanderheide, and I'm delighted to be back at GRPL, so I'm not actually a stranger to GRPL. I started working for the organization in 2014 as a part-time LA2 in adult reference. And also from 2016 to 2020, I oversaw customer service for all 8 locations. And then from 2020 to 2022, I was the librarian for customer service and collection services. So my work was very diverse at Jericho. I did implementation of service design. I did large-scale projects, budget management, and then also I worked extensively in patient-facing for patient of our technological systems, including the networking upgrades and a lot of the technological work that happens here. In 2022, my wife was awarded a prestigious position in Germany, so we went to Germany, but we've been in Germany the last 2 years, and it gave me a really unique opportunity to see what's happening in the public library landscape internationally, specifically in Northern Europe. So I volunteered with the Next Library Festival at Dagbladet in Aarhus, Denmark, which brings in librarians from around the world every 2 years. It's one of the most notable public libraries in the world. So that was a phenomenal experience for me to see the ways that they're working and thinking about the profession. And then I also had the opportunity to tour a variety of public libraries across Denmark, Germany, and the Netherlands. And I was specifically interested in their use of space design and ways in which they are thinking about how to improve the ways patients connect with each other in public spaces and their approach towards public spaces. But I'm now incredibly delighted to be back here again at GRPL. I'll be leading operations of the organization. And my priorities as deputy director are to facilitate communication across the organization, to build strong teams, and to foster strategic and sustainable operations. So there's a lot of really excellent work being done in this organization, submit already. My job is to make sure that that work moves us forward in the most impactful way for our library grown-ups community. So I'm really delighted to be back, and thank you.
Awesome. I will be back.
Yeah. Okay. Since we did not meet last month, I have a few Children's Museum updates. Before I get into that, the position for the open board seat has been posted.
Yes.
It went live yesterday. Of course, we'll be discussing that when we turn over to Ted. So some of the highlights, Jim and I have been meeting with Maggie Lancaster and her team. They have hired a fundraising consultant. I'm going to butcher her last name. Kristen is G-O-O-T-J-E-S, very Dutch son. Gooches.
Gooches.
Gooches. Gooches?
Thank you.
That's pretty much how it's spelled. Okay.
It's funny
how that works. Well, with last names, never mind. They've been hired to do a donor feasibility study and all of pre-campaign planning. They are paying, the Children's Museum is paying for it. We are going to be helping them set up some interviews with potential donors. We've already met with some donors just to get a feel for whether or not they'll be interested in the project. Again, I feel like sometimes this is a little premature, but we're waiting for an updated timeline from that organization that I'll share with the board later and when I'll be doing the interviews. We've been talking with Maggie. They did agree to be a project manager. So our job is, we volunteered to do a little research on what a project manager, the job description, and get a draft of that going, and then present it to the team so everyone can take a look at it and approve it so we can actually get it posted. They are circling an architect. They have an architect they really like, but we also said we'd like to slow down a little bit. The steering committee hasn't met for a while. We'd very much like to have a little bit more input in what the architect Fishback is officially the architect of record. I don't know if I mentioned that before, but so while they're looking for different architects, we're just asking them to slow down a little bit because they were close to making a decision there. Also, since it's been a while since we looked at our spaces here, we are putting together a renovation committee consisting of some board members and various members of our team from various levels, just to re-examine what we would want out of a renovation for this building, let alone what might happen in the new building. I know a lot of our team members weren't quite happy with the Fishback design last time. I feel like some people felt like their voices weren't being heard. So we're just going to kind of start over and have an open discussion about that, what we need to see. again, slow movement, but some movement.
So when you say start over, we saw plans before.
We saw plans.
Plans out the window then?
I feel like those plans are out the window. We don't have to scrap it completely, but I don't think anyone was very happy with it. In particular, the youth services department. And yeah, I, in an open forum, I think I've been pretty vocal about, so I would like to start over quickly.
But you have feedback from staff on things that they liked from those three different visions, things they didn't like, you have?
Yes.
Yeah.
We definitely have notes on that.
Great.
More, yes. Yeah, we can.
So we're gonna start you from?
To total scratch.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we'll jump in with that, on that, with our experience with spaces and.
Yes, and Jen will be directly involved, and then when we take, we'll collect, we'll do as many workshops as we can with this group, and then expand out, and then we get someone else involved to do, you know, some drafts and some work, but we think this would be a good way to start. It was just a little backwards before, I feel, it was a bit of a mistake on my part, so.
Director of reports. I'd like to commend whoever is heading up on the Ottawa Bill branch for being very vocal about all of the things that they have.
Did you notice that in the sports department?
Yeah. Actually, maybe one year, if at some point, like, this is a future thing, we want to. If you could possibly bring in like representatives from each branch
to talk about
like just what's going on in that branch.
Next month we'll have the summer reading people here to report,
okay.
From Nick and Amy, but we could start as early as November,
okay.
And have branch managers come in.
Or the branch managers starting at the start of the year with the new folks might be a good start.
That would be, yeah.
That's even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can, like, we have our schedule for our monthly meetings. Could we give each branch a month that they could plan on each year?
Yeah, that would be.
Oh, so you'd like to meet at the branch?
No, just like to come and report out. Like,
oh,
we do,
yes,
that,
yes.
Often in school districts where the board will hear from one school per meeting, so it's kind of nice that they know it's coming every year and we can hear more in depth.
That would be fantastic.
I did notice the advertisements that were purchased in the board report, and have we done anything like that before? I had to look up what interstitial ads were, and I was like, oh, that's what those things are called.
This is, it's a newer strategy that Katie puts together that we feel is, she is a very strategic mind, and I think that it's been, so far we've noticed, it's been very effective already, but this is fairly new. So if you ever want her to come in and talk about a little bit, you know, what she's thinking behind some of this, I think it'd be fascinating.
I thought it was interesting in some of the stats that we got that it reported that like 17% of the city had used their cards, and I was like, wow, that's such a small, and I just, that kind of blew my mind. I thought we were higher than that, so I'm really happy to see some more advertising.
Yeah.
Kudos for collection services for breaking their record only 2/3 of the way into the year.
We'll pass that along.
Such an increase in that, I would love a little more information.
I'll send you.
Thank you.
Yep, those numbers are hard to ignore.
And I think we would also probably like to hear about if we start seeing like massive increases in prices for the digital stuff.
That's always been the challenge, and it's been a constant. I think I've talked about this multiple times, about how vendors like to change things at the last minute or pull certain licenses, but yeah.
Yeah, if that's, yeah, I mean, if
maybe a little mini report about the whole thing.
I do think that would be, that's something I'm privy to in my work, because we use Overdrive Marketplace, but I think that'd be really interesting for the board to hear more about those lending models and how that works.
Okay.
If that's something I could do.
And then putting someone on the spot?
Not right now.
No.
I can say that last year we did end up being a little bit higher in digital content than physical materials. And that's because the usage is so much higher and the demand is so much higher, and some of our digital products are based on demand rather than purchase. And we had to make some internal collection budget adjustments to shift for that. So we are seeing like 22% growth in Hoopla use, and that is a significant increase in cost.
I'm sorry, and I really didn't mean for you to do it right now.
I already know the numbers. I can't hold myself back. But if you would like more detail, I will prepare something.
And I appreciate the document that you sent back in June about the digital book study too.
Yes.
Any other questions about the very beginning of the funding? This is the beginning of the year. There's really not a whole lot.
Thanks. The Grand Rapids Public Library Foundation Board met in August and is pleased to approve all the submitted grant requests and awarded the library over $69,000. This funding will support programs including Black History Month, One Brooklyn City for Kids, the Dyer Ives Poetry Competition, and several GR History Center projects. The Grand Rapids Public Library Foundation Board is appreciative to library staff for the effort put forth on the grant requests that were submitted.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to old business. So we are sadly down the member. And as you just mentioned, you have sent out the request for applications for a new member. And you probably also noticed that our due date for that was November 1st. So this is a pretty big window here that we're going to be accepting applications. So work contacts, people that you know would possibly be good members, please have them apply.
We tweaked the description just a little bit, just to focus a little bit more on community experience, and we're hoping to attract people with that knowledge.
Well, I'd like to, Kevin, if you could talk a little bit about your, what's it called, skills analysis?
Yeah, so in other self-perpetuating boards, which, you know, this, since we have to appoint board members at a relatively frequent, you know, basis, there's a tool called a skills matrix, and that helps you identify what are the skills on your board that you need to be represented. And then individual board members go through and say, yes, I can help fulfill in this area. So it's an opportunity for you to kind of say, like, yes, I feel proficient in this area. There isn't necessarily a quiz involved in it, so we trust that you know the board members. But at the end of it, what it helps you identify is, one, the skills that are represented, and the skills or the experiences that there are gaps in. And so usually there are some standard skills that you want to see represented, but then in our particular instance, we can also add in other areas of experience that we're interested in recruiting for, or other areas of experience that, you know, other, you know, more nonprofit kind of focused templates don't necessarily address, since we are an institution. There are a couple of different competency models out there, you know, for commissioners, libraries, that we can.
I was thinking was that if you could sort of put together something that would work for us, send it out to us in like the next week or two, and then if we could do that by the next meeting, and then what we will have at the end of October, that meeting, we could talk about our sort of the results from this and our sort of goals and desires for this board member. And then the applications will all come in at the beginning of November. We will get those out to everybody, and then we will have that discussion of narrowing the pool down to those who we want to interview at the November meeting, and then we will have those interviews with the finalists at the December meeting. So that way we are pretty much on track without having to add any extra meetings to anybody's schedule. Mm-hmm. So.
And the interviews would be in December and the selection that same day?
Yes.
Yep. Would we meet for an extra hour early? Or are you anticipating that this is happening after the regular board meeting time? What do people think?
It's going to be a short turnaround between November and December. I don't think that we usually put too much on the agenda. The session was staple stuff like the 80-20 renewal. I think it should be fairly light.
That might, it might be affected by that if we can't decide on like to interview down to like three, if we like want to like interview five people, we might want to then start early. But if we are good and get a short list, we probably can.
We only posted a day ago, we're already getting people applying, so
and I think that skills matrix work that we'll do in October will help inform the discussion in November to make it go swifter,
smoothly. Okay. I will also say, just with this decision coming, you know, in December, everyone keep in mind travels, holidays, all that other fun stuff.
But I think our regular board meeting is
early.
We moved it pretty early.
Yeah, we moved it early.
Is there a swearing in ceremony we need to work around at all, or they can go to
the
clerk?
They can go to the clerk. They can go
to that. And then I have a question since I'm stepping off. Does this help for me with the skills analysis?
I would like to see you represented on it because you bring a set of skills, you know, to this board as well. And
right.
So in the event that, well, I guess when you do step up, now we will know, all right, what skills are we automatically missing because you were no longer here.
Right.
Thank you. There's already a template that I've used before, and so you just have to make some tweaks, make it a little bit more library specific as well too. And then I think we're at a stage where you know, feel like, you know, we really need X, Y, or Z represented. I think we can also add that as well to make it a little bit of a living document. And if it is all right with folks, I'll utilize it as a Google Doc or as a Google spreadsheet so that people can you know, see live updates. If anyone is not comfortable with utilizing that format, reach out to me and I'm happy to, you know, just have a conversation and I can plug things in as well too.
I'm very tech on sale.
That's why we have a team.
We'll make sure you're
yes,
represented.
Yeah, very much so.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Do we have anywhere for the applicants to be aware that this is now going to be our agreed upon timeline? That way everyone's super informed that like they won't know anything about any stage until the November meeting has happened. And they should set aside that December meeting already.
That's a very good point. Do I, is that Do we have an announcement on the website?
Yeah.
These meetings will be voted on in public by October, which is still ahead of time, but just like once we approve the meeting minutes in October, maybe that's when we can add those dates.
We can do that.
Okay. All right, is there any new business? Do you want to hear? You ran the reports. Is this more of an information thing or did you want anybody to talk about that?
It's really, you've had over a month to digest some of the year and stuff. I've actually talked to some board members outside of the board meeting, but if you'd like to ask any questions, I did bring up people in case you have questions about any of it.
Our year in reports, we have the financial summary for fiscal year 24, we have the 2024 security report, and we have the HR report.
Yep. We have representatives in each report, just in case.
Here. Great. All right, what questions or comments does anybody have on this?
The question I wanted to pose for the security report is just checking in on if the new policy for taking responsibilities is working well. If the pair of documents is doing what you want it to do to be able to support this work.
It is, yeah. We've had a number of conversations with staff. It has been a helpful kind of clarifying tool as well. So I'm really looking forward to the revision process over the course of the next year as we kind of get more information and reassess. And so yeah, absolutely.
Cool, thank you.
And for same report, you know, I think everyone is probably similarly concerned with the 1 to 5 p.m. Window there. And I'm wondering, is that spike correlated, you know, with visitors? Like, is this out of proportion, you know, for how many visitors are in the building at the time?
It's not really out of proportion. What we think is happening. So what's interesting is last year, this is a much flatter distribution for the spike. Last year, the spike primarily was, the peak was between 4 and 5 p.m. So it was much narrower. That was last year, the highest point. This year is a little bit more broad. What we've noticed is that some of this is anecdotal, but there, I think, seems to be an increase in anxiety as you get into the late afternoon, early evening. Sometimes folks are making plans for the rest of the day. And what we often see is, right around that time, an increase in, anxiety is sort of the best way to put it. And that sometimes comes out with some challenging behaviors. I don't know if I'm making sense, but
yeah, I think that you've addressed kind of maybe not necessarily a root cause, but getting closer to it. And then my original question was, you know, whether or not it was proportional to the amount of guests, right? And it sounds like
even though
there is a spike, you're also seeing a spike in total guests overall during that period as well. So that, it's more of a steadiness, it's a proportion of the amount of guests.
It is
what I'm kind of saying.
Just to sort of follow up on that a little bit, are all of these logs and monitoring, are all of these for adult patrons only, or is this adult and youth patrons?
It's adult and youth, yeah.
Okay. So when you said the spike at 4 o'clock, maybe my mind making it into, oh, after school. Former children's like worker. So yeah. But have you seen, for the people who are like, especially the bands, is it split between youth and adult, or is it mostly adult, or?
It's mostly adult.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, it wouldn't take me too long to pull a number.
Not banning youth, but I know that can be a very sometimes tricky behavior.
And when it comes to being, oh, sorry.
photo budget?
When it comes to band and youth, the band durations are significantly shorter.
Good.
Are there any other questions, comments, reports, or any other the information items listed here? The index, the staffing report, and the statistical report.
Also just wanted to thank the team for putting the other central report reports with all this information. It's just, you know, very impressed, very proud of it.
I did have a question on the HR report. Just wondering if we could get a breakdown of how acting with the same number. So not just all staff, but anyone in a manager position or an administrative position, what does that make up?
Oh, we got nothing this month. Yeah, so we're good to go.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so if we have any agenda items for our October board meeting, in addition to any of the what we've been talking about today, please let me or John know as soon as possible. And we will also be hearing about the summer reading program.
Excellent.
Yeah, that was originally, if you look at past agendas, that was on agenda for this month. I think it's permanently moving to October just to give them time to figure out all the numbers. I know I just filled out my survey for you.
And we thank you very much for that.
So we'll routinely be in October now. Great. Are there any public comments?
Wow. Great. Oh, I'm Jax.
Thank you.
I'm Jax. I live in Grand Rapids. I live here. Wow. Great job on the Dungeons and Dragons routine program. Continuing to amaze me. So fun. I'm so excited that it's going to be continual now. Great stuff. So exciting. Love the programs. Good job. I love being a team and doing Dungeons and Dragons.
Are there any other comments, public comments here? All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.